and 5. Now we're going to think about a parable that the Lord Jesus told. Now who knows what a parable is? Jono knows. Yeah, he said he heard this sermon last week at Bodle Street. So Matthew, yeah. A story with a meaning. Fantastic. So, Jesus told these stories. He talks a little bit here, actually, about why he told them. They act as a kind of puzzle to make us really think about it. You might just think, oh, a stupid story. But Jesus asks us to think about what it's really about, what it means. And Jesus tells the story here, and then he explains the story. So have a think about it and what you think it means. Helpful to keep it open, page 1005, Mark chapter 4, verse 1. Now, it's a story about a farmer and about a harvest. I don't know if you know anything much about farming. I don't really. I know we've got some experts in the room. But what I'd like you to think about is, do you think this farmer is any good? This man who goes out to sow the seed, is he a good farmer or a rubbish farmer? Perhaps try to notice the places where the seed falls and think, well, does that one produce a harvest or not? Okay, let's have our reading. I think Helen's going to read it for us.
Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was so shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. And still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord."
Thank you, Helen. So let's think about that parable then. This farmer, does he seem any good? Now, where was the first place where some of the seed landed? If you've got the Bible open there, you can check it. Where did the first lot of seed land? Judas on the ball, on the path, okay. And does it produce a crop? No. Rubbish. Okay. Where is the second place that the seed falls? The rocky ground. Does that produce a crop?
No.
No. Rubbish. Where's the third place that the seed falls? The thorny ground. Does that produce a crop? No. Rubbish. So this farmer seems to be doing absolutely terribly, doesn't he? 3 out of 4 places where this seed falls, it produces no crop whatsoever. Now actually, Jesus is the sower in this parable. He's teaching the people, and he says that the sower sows the word. So Jesus is the one sowing the word, sharing the word of God, the message of the Bible with them. And he shares it with all sorts of people. The whole crowd can come and hear him. But of course, many reject the Lord Jesus. They think his teaching is a load of rubbish. They share these stories and they think, what's all this about? We can't understand them. Why does he keep teaching in these tricky parables? And they're put off. He ends up being crucified, of course. Doesn't seem as if Jesus and his teaching are doing very fantastically. But what about the fourth type of soil? What's the fourth place where this sower sows the word? The good soil, and what happens there? It grows, it produces a harvest. Even in fact, 30, 60 or 100 times what was sown. A really excellent yield, even for today in the plains of America where they've got all the best technology and chemicals or whatever. They'd be delighted with 100 times what was sown. Now it turns out that the sower knows what he's doing, that the seed is excellent, that it produces a good crop. So what is it that makes the difference then? It's not the sower, he's excellent. It's not the seed, he's excellent. It's the soils. The soils which stand for different people and their response to the gospel. It's how we respond to Jesus and what he says that makes all the difference. So the path, there, the word is quickly snatched away. Maybe we sometimes are like that. We come to church, we listen to the Bible reading and the sermon. Perhaps we read our Bibles at home sometimes. And then an hour later, we just can't remember any of it. It's quickly forgotten, snatched away. Maybe we should have a quiz after lunch. Can you remember what the main point of the sermon was? Don't want to put you off coming to lunch in the Dun Village Hall, but might be a good idea. Jesus says, don't forget what you hear. Don't allow it to be snatched away. But what about the thorns? The rocky ground. Well, they receive the word of God with enthusiasm. First of all, they're interested and excited about it, and it seems to be doing something in their lives. But then trouble and persecution come. Maybe they find it hard being a Christian. Maybe people give them a hard time for taking Jesus and his word seriously. And Jesus says they don't have deep roots, and so they fall away. It encourages us to accept God's word deeply in our lives and to keep going even when it's tough. Or what about the thorns? They crowd out the word. There's no space for Jesus and the word of God here. It's choked by other things, by the worries of life, or by the love of wealth, Jesus says. Maybe these people are preoccupied with this world, live for this world alone, not for the world to come. And so they don't produce a fruit. So Jesus is saying, be like the good soil. Receive the word of God. Remember it. Let it go down deeply into your lives and take root and grow and bear fruit. Stick with it, even if it's tough, even if it's hard to follow Jesus. Don't allow other things to crowd out Jesus and his word in your life. So this parable should give us great confidence in Jesus the sower and in Jesus' word. It's a good, powerful seed that if we take it into our lives, it will produce a crop 30, 60 or even 100 times what was sown. And of course, although some people will reject God's word, it should also give us confidence to share it with others, because on the great final day, there'll be an enormous harvest 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Turns out that Jesus knows what he was doing, that his word is good and powerful. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for Jesus and his word. We pray that you would give us grace to respond to it as we should. Help us to receive it and think about it, for it to take deep root in our lives and for it to bear fruit. Give us confidence in Jesus and his word, that we might share him with others for his name's sake. Amen.